The boots. The old boots were weathered beyond anything I'd ever seen. The heavy soles were covered in scratches and pockmarks as if they'd seen a war. And the laces were long eaten away by time, frayed and hanging like willow branches. The leather was shriveled and peeling like sunburnt skin. I passed the boots every year when I visited the Sacramento River near Mount Shasta. They stood at the side of the road along a fence post, sinking into the grass and dirt near the bank of the river. They'd of course been abandoned long before I had started coming here, but I couldn't help feeling a sort of connection to them, as if they were a toll collector I'd become friendly with. I saw the rushing rapids of the river ahead, with the foamy white spray looking fuzzy amongst the glassy surface of the dark water, undulating and shifting, like muscles flexing beneath skin. I began to imagine a man rafting in the river. They left his boots near the road. I could see him floating away, bobbing up and down until rapids swallowed him. He was lost forever downstream. I dwelled on the rafting man as I set my things down the rocky shore. The stones were hot and sharp under my feet as I kicked off my sandals. There was a swimming hole where a small creek met the river, and I wondered how many people had swam here before me. I wondered if I could see their reflections in the water next to mine. All around me were trees of pine, fir, and birch, secluding this sight from prying eyes, and yet I felt that something was watching me. I looked up to the distant mountains of Castle Crags, as if I'd see two great eyes upon the rocky spires looking back at me. I smiled at the mountains, hoping they'd smile back. I stood in the shallows to cool my feet as wind blew through the valley. It whistled through the trees and then to my ears, and I thought I heard a woman's voice upon the breeze, like a song being sung. I wondered about the boots again, and I now thought they belonged to a woman. I imagined she'd discarded them when she'd gone to the forest across the river one day, now sitting high amongst the birds and the branches, beckoning me to her. Maybe she'd left the world behind suddenly, to be absorbed into the beauty of this place forever. I wondered if she wanted company. I could see her now, in my mind's eye, leaving the boots there, as if to lure in whatever soul was mindful enough to give them a passing glance. I had seen them. And now I looked for her in the woods, singing to me.
Thank you.